Welcome to the Apprentice.
Yes. Come in.
Commander Cargan.
I am sorry for the intrusion, Thaddeus. He just barged in.
It's okay, Wanden. Leave us.
As you wish.
Vance, what do you want?
Is that any way to treat a friend?
We are many things, but friends, is not one of them.
Ouch. That really hurts. And after all we've been through.
Vance, you came here for a reason. You want to get to it? I do have a busy day ahead, and my brother Adam and his crew will be arriving later today.
Ah, right there. Hold it. Now, exhale. Your brother is why I'm here. Well, his ship.
I've heard enough. Whatever you're thinking. No, there is no way I'll help you steal the apprentice from my brother and wipe that grin off your face.
Hey. I'm just trying to have a friendly conversation here. That's all.
You have lost your mind. Earth Force would be on you in a heartbeat. You wouldn't make it out of the galaxy, much less. Who would you even try to pawn the ship off to? You couldn't keep it. You don't have the housing for something that big.
Ah, Thaddeus, come now. It's me. All I need you to do is look the other way. And slip me the codes to the bay. That's all.
You have come to the wrong person. There's nothing, not even death, that will get me to betray my brother. Now, the next thing I am going to do is press this button, and this office will be flooded with security. What's your next move?
I got it. It's okay. I'm leaving. But just think on this. This could be very lucrative for the both of us. I'm going.
That was one sick move you pulled on Keegan before jumping into the stream. But I'm quite sure Captain will be talking to you about the bump.
Yeah, already did, but in the end, Cap was cool with it, I think. But he doesn't like Deacon either, so we're 5x5.
And doing fine.
Well, I didn't like it at all. Making repairs while in the stream requires a lot of power, which is really needed for engine power. Must I remind you, first pilot, Hayden?
Ooh, looks like you've been chastised.
Hey, on a serious note, do you miss the Aaron Lee?
Yes and no. For 13 years, we called that ship home. But homes are not forever.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Aren't I always?
Hello, first pilot Hayden.
And a good hello to you, Sarah. Come on, another drill? Sarah, I have to go catch up with you later?
Sure. Hayden?
Yes, Sarah?
Oh, nothing. It can wait.
Okay.
Come on, bro. We should be at our stations by now.
Sarah?
Kill Hayden and Sarah sitting in a tree. Kissing, K-I-S-S-I-N-G. First comes love, then comes marriage, here comes Hayden with your baby.
You do know that rhyme is centuries old, right?
Oppressor, we have come across a promising world.
Is there life?
Still too far up to tell.
Yet my mother will be pleased. Once in range, send a beacon to the planet. This could be our first conversion, which would propel our house to a higher tier.
Yes, a higher standing does sit well with me, and of course, High Mother.
But the stars are vast, an unending sea of darkness, and existing out in the darkness are little pockets of life, just waiting for enlightenment.
And you will become their Holy Father.
Yes. Who will become the Holy Father, you, Zingai? Huh. Son, you have a long way to go before that. One or two conversions will not make you a Holy Father. It takes galaxies upon galaxies of conversions to become a Holy Father, and you just started your journey. Don't look at me that way. Remember, if you fail, it's the mines for you, it's slavery for us. Do you want that?
No, Mother, I do not, or ever could dream of such a thing.
Well, you better. There are plenty of your brethren working the mines who thought the same thing. Do not fail.
Mother.
What was that?
Hi, Mother.
You should not upset her like that.
Leave me.
Oppressor.
Sir, Captain's log is ready at your convenience.
Athena, question.
Yes, Captain.
Will you be listening during my log? And can I say anything?
No, Captain. Once you begin your log, I am locked out. Only you have access.
Thank you, Athena. Captain's log, August 7th, 2560. The story so far. I don't even know where to start from the beginning. In Earth's golden age, we ventured further and further into space, colonizing, mining, exploring, you name it, we did it. But some say we went too far and caught the attention of the Sherrikan. Now the Sherrikan, what can one say about them? Very analytical, next to no emotion. And at first it was all smiles and handshakes, to a point. Don't get me wrong, they are a lovely race of beings, and they brought real advances in our technology, with new ways to treat the sick and dying. Whatever it was, they had an answer for it. For a while, we called them the Miracle Race. That's funny, Miracle Race. But as we all know, once a miracle is realized, for what it is. Well, that's when the anger sets in, and that leads to arguments, to fights, to war. That's where we came in. A bad war. I know this has been said before, but it was unlike anything that we've ever seen. It lasted for 7 years. The end came at Prime Meridian. A truce was called by the Sherrikan. But I don't know if it was bad communication or the Sherrikan didn't care. They kept firing upon the last remaining Earth Force vessels after the truce was signed and agreed to. They kept firing, and our orders at the time was to cease fire. The Sherrikan were killing us, my friends, and 5 other vessels. But we fought back and escaped. Me and my crew. And I am Adam Carden. And Captain's Law.
Yes, Ambassador Weizon, what can I do for you?
Yes, Commander Reese, good morrow to you.
Good morrow, and what can I do for you?
Correction. There was an issue with our supply ship. It will be arriving late to Bacon 35.
And may I ask the reason for the delay?
It is of no real concern.
I understand. I will let Carden know. I'm quite sure they won't mind the extra hour or so.
Accepted. I will admit seeing the maneuvers of the new ships gives the Sherrikan great promise towards our relationship moving forward. But, in addition, we will be sending one of our own scientists to the Apprentice.
The real reason for the lateness, I see?
You are mistaken. Our scientists will be under Carden's command.
Sorry if I don't sound overjoyed for this idea. And I'm guessing we really don't have a choice in the matter. But I will have Carden and the crew be accepting to him or her. But this matter is not closed, I promise. If it turns out your scientist spies or tries anything funny, We will lock him up, and we'll be subject to Earth law. Is that acceptable to you?
Accepted.
Asshole. Let me get to command. This is gonna go over like a ton of bricks. Should have known they would try to pull something like this. Andrea!
Yes, Gideon?
You need to call the Earth Council together. Wazon and his people are sending a so-called scientist to the Apprentice to join the crew.
Can't say that I'm surprised. There were rumblings that the Shikaran were up to something, but no one really knew what.
Well, it's out in the open now. What to do? Huh.
Well, one thing you need to do is let Adam know. A surprise like that won't go over well. And what are their requests? Will this Shikai have a command role?
No, that will never happen. The scientist will be under Adam's command. Anything else, the Shikai will be locked up. Look, I'll talk to you later. I need to get to command, get everyone else up to speed.
Okay, I'll call the council together and express our outrage to this decision by them. I'll see you later.
Captain on deck?
Cap, you're back early.
Yes, I just received an interesting communication from command.
Really? So what did command say?
We're getting a new crew member. A Shikai.
What? They just can't do that.
So, when will this new member be joining us?
Yeah. Well, here's the rub. The cargo transport she is on is going to be more than an hour late to resupply us. So do we wait for the resupply, or get what we can now and find the rest later?
They will surely come after us.
They will be coming after us regardless.
Captain Adam, I don't understand your phrasing of words.
Cap, we're 30 minus from Baikon 35.
Thanks, Jan. Nothing's changed, people. So instead of a 6-hour wait, we now have a 7-hour wait, if not longer.
Captain Adam, my data report shows we are not scheduled to leave port for 15 hours after resupply.
Yes, Athena. I was meaning the wait for supplies.
Sorry, Captain. I'm still compounding the correct phrases and concerning your dialect.
Did anybody else understand that?
Ah, Baden. So glad you could join us.
Yes, Captain. Third shift has started, and Officer James is very knowledgeable about the engines. And yeah, I know, I always like to see the approach to Baikon 35.
Baikon!
Huh? What did I miss?
Well, it seems the Shikai are blessing us with a new crew member. A scientist.
Scientist? But all the Earth Force showings are on board. I'm so confused.
A Shikai scientist?
Whose crazy idea was this? He won't last a week on board. Asaki? Asaki scientist? Well, here comes the excitement.
Cap, we just passed the outer beacon to Baikon 35.
Thank you, Linrik. Athena?
Yes, Captain Adam?
Please reconfigure the outer hull for docking at Baikon 35. Full disembark.
Yes, Captain. Full disembark.
So, have you talked to him yet?
No, it's been a while. I'll wait till he meets us on deck.
Ill feelings, Cap?
No. Well, I don't have any. I just got busy.
Baikon 35, dead ahead.
Thank you, Scooter. And he's got his hands full running that thing. And communication works both ways.
Oh, I'll never get used to seeing this sight.
Now, I love Earth, but this place is beautiful.
Linrik, open comm to the ship.
Cap?
Attention crew. First, I'd like to thank you all for your performance during the drills. A captain couldn't ask for any better. Now, as some of you may know, we are approaching Baikon 35. This is a rest and resupply before we head to deep space. So this will be a full disembarkment if you choose to do so. Now, here's some bad news. The resupply from the Sherrikan cargo vessel is running late. So, our stay just got a little longer. I know. So, until the resupply time comes, have a good time, everybody.
Is all in order?
Yeah. The ship is almost here. Once the crew splits up, my men will grab Jan and make their way back to the ship and disable the security measures. Then pilot Hayden, and once he's under control, we can leave.
Accepted. Once you leave port and a good distance away from Bacon 35, you and I will rendezvous, and you will relinquish control to them, and you shall receive your payment.
Hey, as long as you keep up your end, we got no problems.
Accepted.
Accepted, Papa Zayas.
What have you? Another planet barren of intelligent life, oppressor.
No. On to the next.
Yes, oppressor.
Another failure. Must I remind you, we are not out here in this desolate darkness forever. Eventually, they will want some kind of report from you. And what will you tell them?
That I am destined to be the next High Father. I will have my conversions, and I will bring light to your so-called desolate darkness.
And what makes you so sure you will accomplish this goal?
High Father has chosen me to be his vessel, and the light will show me my road to travel. Am I concerned about finding my conversions? No, I am not.
I take my leave then.
Mother.
Don't be cross with Mother. She hates being out here, even with the prospect of what's to be achieved.
Yes, Sigil. I can understand her stance on being out in space with us instead of being back home with her friends and family. But this is the trade-off for the road we travel now.
And it is a long one. If I may, maybe we should look deeper out there. I mean, we can go further than our mandate.
Odo, prepare for Star Drive. Oppressor.
Welcome, brother, and a happy welcome for the crew of the Imprentice. Welcome to Bacon 35.
Thaddeus, how are you? Sure has been a while. How's that leg feeling these days?
Just a dull ache these days. I need to talk to you in private, now.
No problem. Jan, Hayden, I'll catch up to you in a bit.
All right, Cap. Hayden and I are headed to the cafe.
Okay, then. All right, Thaddeus. What's going on?
Here, walk with me a bit.
Come on, Thaddeus. Out with it. If my crew and I are in danger, you need to tell me now.
Keep it down, though.
Now looky here what I found.
Vance, what are you doing here?
Oh, it's that time of day for my morning walk along the breezeway, and I just happened to run into you. And this must be your brother, Adam. Let me introduce myself. I am Vance Malai.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
No, it's not nice. He's a pirate.
And the cat is out of the bag. That was supposed to be our little secret.
Pirates on Bacon. Wait, are you in bed with these guys?
It's not like that. We needed supplies and...
No more. I'm annoyed now. So, Pirate Vance, what do you want?
Straight to the point. Must be a family trait. Astonishing. Well, I have been contracted by some very powerful, we'll say people, to commandeer the Imprentice. Now I personally thought your brother Thaddeus here would be more than willing to help in my venture, but...
Yeah, that's not happening. Jan, Hayden, come in.
No reply. And that means my men must have already gotten to them. If that's the case, I'm sorry to say Jan is dead, and we have your pilot. So now, if you would kindly come with me.
Vance, weapons are not permitted on Baikon. What the hell?
Hello, pirate. Boys. Okay, I'll take you to my ship. Walk.
These must be some pretty powerful people, as you so put it, for you to try to be stealing an Earth Force vessel against a well-trained crew. Look, if you stop right now and tell me who hired you, charges will be light. Because you're not getting away with this.
There are those famous words.
No, really. You're not getting away with this.
Strange. Looks like I am.
Sorry to keep you waiting, Cap.
Thaddeus, over here.
Damn it.
Here you go, Cap.
Wait, don't I get a gun?
Hey, I grabbed what I could carry. And mine's pretty big.
So, what's our game plan? There's a few of those guys in. It's a bit of a walk back to ship.
Oh, we're gonna have to make a run for it.
What?
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 Baden.
Yes, Cap.
Action time.
Starting the engines now.
Adam, give me your weapon so I can hold them off while you make a run for it.
Oh, no. You're coming with us.
No. Baikon is my ship to command, and my security will be here in moments. So let me do this.
Kinda need you two to work out family problems later. More are coming. How many pirates are there?
No, they're my security.
Oh, you mean the guys that just got here is Baikon security?
You see, Thaddeus, even your own security has seen the light.
Okay, Jam. You've got something for them, I bet.
Sure do.
Well, hit him with it. All right, get ready to run. Move!
Ah! Don't let him get to that ship.
Adam, my brother, get out of here. Trust me. Jan, give me your weapon. Now go.
Thad.
Chief, we have unauthorized entities trying to gain entry to the ship lower aft.
Athena, magnetize the hull. For the time being, we will have the captain and Jan and my brother coming. We have to keep them out as long as possible.
Understood, Chief.
Athena, start up the engines. This will be a quick getaway.
Understood, Chief.
For goodness sakes, and fight on a stick.
Captain on deck.
No time for pleasantries. Scooter, take us out. Lynn, open a comm to the ship.
Cap, you're on.
Attention crew, we are under attack. This is no drill. I repeat, this is not a drill. Everyone to their stations and prepare for our slipstream. Athena, release the docking clamps.
Yes, Captain.
Scooter, get us out of here.
Aye, aye, Cap.
Docking clamps are released.
Oops.
Cap, they're not opening the bay doors.
Lynn, get in touch with control.
Imprentice to control. We are making an emergency departure and are requesting the bay doors to be open.
Control to Imprentice. Bay doors will not be opening at this time. You are to redock and surrender your ship, or be fired upon.
Where is my brother Thaddeus?
Oh, I'm sorry, but Thaddeus had a date. A date with death. Now give me my ship.
Scooter, turn us around. Jan, target the control room.
What are you doing? You're targeting us. This is an Earth Force station.
Which is under pirate control. Jan, fire!
Aye, aye, Captain.
Adam!
Control room has been destroyed.
Jan, open the doors for me.
Yes, Cap. Firing now.
Now, Scooter, take us out 50% to the engines. Baden, get us ready for jump. Now.
Give us just a minute, Cap.
We have cleared the station, Cap.
Cap, long-range scanners are picking up a Sicarian vessel less than 1,000 Cygnus from us.
And they are charging weapons.
Athena, aft shields to 150%. Jan, countermeasures. Scooter, take evasive action. Where's my jump, Baden?
I need more time, Cap.
Cap, it's the Elip, destroyer class.
They're firing railguns. Oh, geez, Cap, they're charging their own cannon.
Baden, we need to jump now.
And they are firing.
We're going to die.
Impact in 3.
Got it.
2, 1.
Jump.
Oppressor, there is a spatial disturbance 7 diamonds ahead. On viewer. What is that? It is a ship of some kind, not in the collective data.
A new race, brother?
Odo, hail them. Oppressor.
Well, that was one hell of a ride.
Captain, the ship has multiple stress fractures from being over-accelerated when we enter the slipstream. The nanites would take several hours for repairs.
Thank you, Athena. Is everybody all right? Good. Now, where are we? Linrik.
Sir?
Uh-oh. Never good when she says sir.
Go on, Lin.
Sir, we are in uncharted space. We're a long way from home, and it will take at least 13 continuous jumps to make it back. And, sir, there's a ship or a planet from the size of it, and it's hailing us.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Imprentice. This episode was written and directed by Daryl Isaac. All music created for this episode was written by Daryl Isaac. For sound effects, we thank the creators at Soundly.com and Daryl Isaac. This has been a performance of the Daytona Beach, post office employees, and members of the surrounding communities. This episode is another DMIC production.
Some kind, not the collective.
Viking 35, dead ahead.
Now, if some. What? What am I saying? I'm saying av or something.
No, you're saying
av. Am I?
You have lost your mind. Earth Force would be on you in a heartbeat. You wouldn't make it out of the galaxy, much less. Who would you even try to pawn the ship off to? You couldn't keep it. You don't have the...
Captain Adam, my data report shows we are not...
Why am I trying not to add? I'm trying not to put words in.
That I am destined to be the next High Father. And I will have my conversions. I will bring light to your desolate.
Captain Adam, my data report shows we are not to...
Get it!
Yes, Captain. Third shift has started, and Officer James is very knowledgeable about the engines. Yeah, I know. And
I got messed up on that. Oh, that's what I think it's always.
with new ways to trick... If...
Sorry, Captain. I'm still extra pap... strap...
Well, one thing it... Ugh. See, I did it right the first time, and now you're making me do it over because you fucked up.
Yes, Athena. I was mean...
So, what's our game plan here? There's a few of those guys in it... Cut that. It's a bit of a walk back to shit. Okay.
Sorry, Captain. Still extra straplating. The correct phrase is in concerns to you.
And it is a long one. If I may, maybe we should look deeper out there. I mean, we could go further.
Attention crew, we are under attack. This is no drill. I repeat, this is not a drill. Everybody to their stations and prepare for a slipstream jump.
Popping my peas over here.
Have lost your mind. Earth first.
Yet-High Mother will be pleased. Once in range, send a beacon to the planet. This could be our first conversion. Oh my god.
Well, that was one hell of a ride.
Don't be cross with Mother. She hates being out here. Even with the prospect of what's to be achieved.
Well, one thing you need to do is let Adam know. A surprise like that won't go over well. And what are their requests? Will this guy have a...